This is The Brand on Talk 107.3 FM, where Carrie Guglielmo and rock star guests shift the week's focus, discuss brand, entrepreneurship, sales, culture, marketing, leadership, and other great topics. The Brand on Talk 107.3 FM.
Welcome to The Brand, thebrandbr.com. Carrie Guglielmo in studio with Brian "The Brain" Haldane on the table. Welcome. It's been a minute, my friend. Great to see you.
Likewise.
Tell me about the show this morning. Who'd you have on?
Show this morning, we did a little tech gumbo with Haggai. Franz came in for some Legally Served. Talk with Speaker Shaq Snyder about the rest of the sessions. Good time.
Hey, it's great to be in studio. Excuse me. I love doing remote shows. Mm-hmm. Done a few shows from Fairhope, Alabama, my new residence. But nothing beats the studios at Guarantee Media, the Talk 107.3 studios. So thank you.
Always.
Hard to believe, sitting here with our great friend that we're going to introduce here shortly. It's our 140th show on The Brand, and we are very humbled. We're very grateful. We've got an amazing amount of partners, which we'll discuss, but so many people, not just from the majority from the Baton Rouge marketplace, but not all. We have some people that call in around the country, but really people who have had great success stories. And it's funny, we get these people on The Brand, and they spend more time talking about their mistakes and what they would have done differently than maybe their successes. But it's been a great journey. It's been 4 years, and so we're humbled. We're very grateful to The Brand Nation, to our partners. We're very grateful to Guarantee Media. We're also extremely humbled with our partnership with Mr. Tim Johnson with the TJC Group. Tim got us started in this venture. Close family friend, guy I look up to, not just because he was a great basketball player, but thank you to Tim Johnson. So without further ado, the principal and president in studio, Mr. Tim Barfield. Tim, thanks for coming up, buddy.
Great to be here, and congratulations, 140 shows. That's quite an accomplishment.
Well, I appreciate it. I should have looked it up. You've been with us before.
I have been, and I don't know. I can't remember which show it was, no. So I can't help you with that.
I don't either. I'm unprepared. I should have looked at it this morning. We were actually upstairs in the ESPN studios. We had a good time. Hey, we're really, really consistent with one thing at The Brand. We talk about a various amount of topics, but we always kick it off because it's surely not about me. I'm just the traffic cop. It's about our guest. We always kick it off with the story. Where'd you get started? Maybe even you're a Baton Rouge guy.
Yeah,
you've had some time in some other markets, but you're a Baton Rouge guy. You grew up here. You went to school. To The Brand Nation, where'd you start school?
Yeah,
and just give us the journey. And obviously, you've had multiple stops, throughout your career. And here you are in your late 50s with CSRS.
So we started in the neighborhood, you know, the same neighborhood you started in.
Yep.
So went to San Aloysius in the same class as your sister Nell, and Catholic High, and LSU twice, as I like to say, undergrad and finance, and went to law school mid 80s, got out of, you know, 1986. Hard to find a job, hard to really a tough time in Louisiana, and didn't really want to move away, but then went to law school, and law school was a great experience, kind of a good, probably matured. I probably started school with a lack of maturity and finished with a lot more maturity, and then worked a year for Judge Palazzola, and then went to Texas and worked for a big national law firm there. And it was great to see the world from a different point of view, but it was also tough to be away from Louisiana. You know, you love kind of your roots and your family, but the culture here and everything else. So it's been, sometimes I have to look back everything I've done and pinch myself that a middle class guy from Baton Rouge has been able to, you know, see the world and be in the room with so many great people and work on so many wonderful things. So it's been quite a run, quite a ride.
Your different stops in your career, you've had many.
Yeah, I've had a lot of jobs.
No, it's admirable to The Brand Nation. Where have you been?
So my first real job, as I like to say, was working as a law clerk for Judge Palazzola in the Federal District Court here, and that was that kind of confirmed I didn't want to be a litigator, but it was a great experience. And Judge Palazzola was a wonderful mentor and took you in as a member of his family, and that was just a great fraternity to join with all the other clerks that had been there, and really a great cast of influencers and impact people around our state now and our community. And then went to work for Vincent and Elkins in Dallas, and at the time they were one of the top five corporate law firms in America, did a lot of merger and acquisition and big financing work. Got to see, you know, got to work on deals and transactions that you read about in the Wall Street Journal the next day, and it was a real interesting experience. But it was dog years. We worked a lot of hours and got to travel around and you know, close deals in New York and California and all over the place. So it was really a great experience for a guy that didn't do a lot of traveling growing up. Came back to work for the Shaw Group. The Shaw Group had just gone public in late 1993, and I started in March of 94. And I think at the time, I don't remember the exact numbers, I think they had gone public on about $140 million of revenues and maybe 600-700 employees. And 12 and a half years later, I left Shaw. It was $4.8 billion in revenue on a Fortune 500 company, 22,000 employees. And
wow.
And then went to work. Spent a year in transition, kind of transitioned some things over for Shaw, but then I went to work for the Jindal administration. And I was the Secretary of Labor initially, which became the Workforce Commission. I went to work as an executive counsel for 6 months there, and then I got an offer to go work for Amedisys. And right after I joined Amedisys, there was a big Senate finance investigation on billing practices, and that kind of concluded with, well, CMS needs to go rework those. But it really kind of went over there and didn't do anything that we expected to do for 3 years. So I went back to work at the Louisiana Department of Revenue.
Okay.
And I worked there for a little over 3 years and then joined CSRS 7.5 years ago. And I felt like that CSRS was a place that brought together a lot of things that I'd done in my career and just great people and a firm with a mission to build stronger, smarter communities, and kind of brought everything I'd done in my career together, but brought a lot of my passions and what I wanted to do for the rest of my career together too. So it's been a great fit. And that's a lot of jobs for someone our age. So,
yeah. Well, you know, I don't know about that. Quite diverse in a few different spaces, but there's always been some common synergies, if you will.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
As I take it and know you a little bit and have listened to you. So Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Lafayette, Lake Charles, Dallas, Houston, Long Beach, California, Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
These are offices of CSRS, and you guys have a lot of tentacles out there. You're working in a lot of different areas. I was actually looking at the firm online early this morning. For the audience, Tim, is at the end of the day, what is the core service that you all provide your clients?
That's a great question. It really boils down to building stronger, smarter communities. And most of our work historically has been around the built environment, civil engineering, architecture. We've done a lot of planning work. In fact, shortly after I joined, we brought in a team of planners, and that's grown well. So regional and urban planners, Louisiana-based disaster recovery and related type work is a big part of what we've done. We've branched out into some non-built environment type consulting for the Louisiana Housing Corporation and Louisiana Workforce Commission and things like that. So I think we're unusual. We're a firm that has a lot of breadth, but not always a lot of depth. So we do a lot with teaming partners and things like that. That's kind of, I'm a little bit of a contrarian, I think. And that's not always the way businesses are strategically attack things, and we've been through a few rounds of strategic planning and branding exercises, and they always kind of start off that y'all do too much, and then they kind of come in and say, this is really unusual how it all weaves together. But I think it's grown this way because we've always done a good job of really understanding our clients, learning their mission, adopting their mission as our own, and helping them, you know, understand what their challenges are, what their potential solutions are, maybe bringing some additional options to the table, helping them implement and execute those solutions well, becoming a trusted advisor. And they come back to us and say, we want to do this and that now, and can y'all help us with that? And we're not really good at saying no about that. And we'll give it a shot, and we'll go find the people that can help us do it. So it's evolved in a really interesting way, but I think it's a fantastic business, and it continues to evolve very organic, and whatever the needs are of the communities that we live in, that's what we're doing.
It's very, very, I'm getting the finger here from Brian. We have 1 minute left. It's a very, very impressive organization. I know just in spending a little bit of time with you, culture and building culture, because obviously the company, when you started 7.5 years ago to where it is today,
yeah,
is wildly different for a lot of different reasons.
Yes,
and I know culture is way on top of your initiative list.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd like to, if we can wind up the first segment, we'll take a short break to the Brand Nation. Please stay with us here, Mr. Tim Barfield. We're going to get into the culture, the development of that culture, the last handful of years at CSRS. To the Brand Nation, thebrandbr.com, Kerry Guglielmo. We'll be right back with you. Thank you to our 2022 presenting partner of the brand, Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center, celebrating their 51st year. Headquartered in Baton Rouge, it's all about the patient at Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center. MaryBird.org. Again, go find out all that's going on in great cancer care at MaryBird.org. Thank you to the incredible LSU brand. The LSU men's and women's tennis team, proud partner of the 22 brand program. Go see the Tigers at the 160,000 square foot tennis facility. Coach Andy Brandy, Coach Julia Sell, Coach Michael Sell, the LSU men's and women's tennis team. Thank you so much for your 22 partnership. Welcome back to the brand, thebrandbr.com, Kerry Guglielmo in studio. Brain, I just had a thought. Paul, yep. Stanley, Lick It Up, Kiss, one of my favorite bands of all time.
Yeah.
What's the commercial where they're begging the corporate community to not use the term rock star?
I was in the Super Bowl this year. Oh, you my
got Ozzy Osbourne, but Paul Stanley.
Yeah. You know what? I would know if you didn't ask. I'll tell you what, I'll look it up during the segment.
Great commercial, though.
I love it. It is great branding, great go-to-market strategy. I love Paul Stanley. So great to be here for our 140th show. Got my son, Tripp Guglielmo, who's commencing an internship with JCG e-commerce today in the Guaranteed Media offices, and Matt Moscona and ESPN, and we're thrilled with that. Back home with one year remaining in T-Town. The LSU men's and women's tennis team, our presenting partner of the brand this year, our presenting partner. Humbly, to my knowledge, athletic organizations at schools like LSU don't sponsor media programs. They are a sponsor, and I hate that word. We're going to use the P word, not the S word. But the LSU men's and women's tennis team are the lead presenting partner of the brand, and we could not be more grateful. Amazing, those two young coaches. We're going to have them in studio soon. Taylor Fogum and Danny Bryan. What they're doing is just outstanding. Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center, Mr. Todd Stevens, Jonas Fontenot. They've been with us since day one at the brand, the Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center. Republic Finance, an amazing client of JCG Commerce, and just they stay rather quiet. Incredible, sophisticated, strategic consumer financing company, moving their headquarters actually to Plano, Texas, but continuing to keep a strong foothold here in Baton Rouge right down the street. Roanoke Development, our friend David Strange, the amazing real estate firm in Jackson, Mississippi. NetChecks, Will Boudreaux, Stuart Etheridge, two guys that grabbed their book at ADP and said, I want to go do it my way when they were 28 years old. I don't know a lot of people that have done that. And kudos to NetChecks, where they are today, the incredible payroll benefits firm, HR firm based on the North Shore. Thank you. They've been with us since day one. Guarantee Media, Phil's Oyster Bar, the Piazza family, been very close and has been a two-year supporter of the brand. The TJC Group, Mr. Tim Johnson, who got us started. There's no better authenticity than Tim Johnson. And our humble company, JCG Commerce, we appreciate the support. So the lights don't stay on without those firms. So, Tim, we talked about the journey from St. Aloysius to Shaw, to where you are today. And we tailed off the last segment on that, you know, and it's a popular one. When I started my career in New York and then D.C. when I was very, very long time ago, I never really heard that word much, culture.
Yeah.
Never really heard it a whole lot.
Yeah.
And it's a very common word now. You hear it on a lot of different fronts. I know that you excel in that area. It's something you really, you've invested a lot of time in these 7.5 years on growing that culture, have you not?
Yeah, I don't know if I excel in it, but I think it's definitely important. I've always, you know, kind of that Drucker statement about culture eats strategy for breakfast. I've seen that time and time again, and in a good way and a bad way, you know, and I think you're going to have a culture. It's whether it's the culture you want, it's the culture that happens, it's a culture that's intentional. And we've fought hard to improve our culture and make our culture a differentiator, an asset. And it's hard. You know, I mean, I think if you look back when you're blowing and going and you have a lot of good things going on, it's, you know, it's, you get a little momentum. It's a lot easier for culture to go the right direction. But there's actually a lot going on beneath the surface that, you know, even success can bring in personalities and people. The culture is just a sum of the people that you have. It's their personality, it's their philosophy, it's their style. And you're not going to have this homogeneous culture across the company. We have 175 people, and okay. We're a professional services firm. So we're going to have cultures within cultures and everything else. But I've kind of boiled it down to a few things, and this kind of, I can't remember when I started thinking about this, but it was really early in my career. And just watching what my dad was an engineer, watching what was going on in the engineering industry in the mid 80s when I was in college and coming out of college and going to law school. And one of the reasons I went to law school was, you know, these are some of the smartest, hardest working people I know. And they're getting laid off and they're out there, you know, trying to figure out how to support their families, and my dad's plant shut down and things like that. It was kind of watching all this. And I think a lot of our parents' generation, my grandparents' generation kind of grew up where if you got up every day and worked hard and you were with a solid company, you had a job for life, right?
That's
no longer what's happened. And I think our generation coming out of school saw that firsthand, that the loyalty, the business model realities of what was going on didn't allow that to go anymore. So you started thinking about how do you fix that? Can you fix that? And I haven't really figured out how to fix that problem. And I don't know if that's even the problem we should be fixing, but it did occur to me, particularly in companies like ours that are project and program based, that I wanted a culture that was based on honesty. We wanted to be honest with our employees. Where do you stand? Where are you? Professionally, how do you fit in? You know, where are you technically? Where are you from a standpoint of what you do for the firm? Where, you know, what are your possibilities at the firm? Are you performing well? You know, just a real honest, and it's not just an annual, you know, performance appraisal, but we should have that attitude all day, every day. And then over the years, well, if we're going to do that, we need to be willing to invest in you and develop you. So what are we doing to develop you? And I'm very proud of what we've done at CSRS, where we develop people. I think there's been 26 of our key people that have gone through executive coaching, which is a very, you know, thorough process with all sorts of assessments and 360-degree assessments and personality assessments, strengths and weaknesses assessments, and then some work on how that fits in with your job and helps all of these individuals build some career paths and plans going forward and options. And it certainly helps us. It helps him be more impactful for our firm. But I wish we're now talking about what we can do more for everybody from at all stages. I think we've kind of lost some focus on just developing everybody, especially the younger people in the firm. So that's one of the things we're kind of saying we can be better at that. And then, you know, there's honesty, and if you're going to be honest with them, you got to give them some tools to get better. But the last is respect. I used to call it compensate. We're going to compensate you fairly, but I've kind of backed up and said we're just going to respect you as a person. Part of that's compensation, but Do you feel appreciated? Do we appreciate you for your contributions? Is this a place that you're comfortable coming every day? And that's kind of been the underpinnings of my thoughts. And then we've kind of expanded that with some values. But at the end of the day, I think it's, you know, it starts with finding the good people, developing those people. Everybody shows up with strengths and weaknesses and gaps. And what are we doing to help people overcome that and work through that? So we're still a work in progress, but I'm real happy with where we've been and where we are. And I think we're, COVID was tough. We really were performed well during COVID and taking care of people, but it's a business. And, you know, I think as we've come back and now, you know, all the stresses and strains on business and the increases of resource cost, it's now like, you know, we're looking at the fundamentals of our business and we have to deliver the right bottom line for the work we're doing, and we got to deliver results. That doesn't happen unless we deliver solutions for our clients. So it's a work in progress.
Really good stuff. Thank you for sharing. The virtual component of that, I mean, and you mentioned COVID.
Yeah.
Just selfishly, so our bookkeeper for JCG Commerce was in the Philippines. We were doing that offshore.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. We won't go into this. She turned in a resignation a week and a half ago, and you know, when you lose your bookkeeper for a small, lean, 6-7 person company, you know, that's it's interesting. So I'm just, you know, I was thinking about virtual culture. We were, you know, graveyard shift in the Philippines. My mind's kind of spinning, but it's great feedback to the Brand Nation. And Brain, we as always are having too much fun, and it's running by quickly. So I'm going to ask you, we're going to tail this second segment. We're going to get into the third segment. I'd like to shift gears on a personal note. I'm going to ask you for your permission off air, and if we can go down that road. Great content to the Brand Nation, thebrandbr.com. Please stay with us. You're not going to want to miss this with the principal and president of CSRS and good friend to the Brand Nation, Mr. Tim Barfield. Stay with us, guys. NetChecks, the incredible benefits and payroll company headquartered on the North Shore. NetChecks has made benefits and payroll. Benefits and payroll have never been more simple at NetChecks. If you're a small business owner, go find NetChecks at netchecks.com. Will Boudreaux, Stuart Etheridge, and the great team at NetChecks are here for you. NetChecks, the incredible benefits and payroll company headquartered on the North Shore. NetChecks has made benefits and payroll. Benefits and payroll have never been more simple at NetChecks. If you're a small business owner, go find NetChecks at netchecks.com. Will Boudreaux, Stuart Etheridge, and the great team at NetChecks are here for you.